A fairy by any other name. A Fairly Odd Parents fan fiction. Written by Alicorn 8210. Read by God of Laundry Baskets. It seems like just yesterday I gave birth to my little Poofy. I go by Perry now, Dad. Why? The question went unspoken, but he could feel it hanging in the air. It was always present in the room with him, like some sort of vengeful spirit that refused to leave him alone. Every time he saw his parents, he braced himself for it, like a jump scare that never came. He had been lucky so far. Lucky that he had seen them again when he had. Lucky that what he'd told them had not been the most pressing matter at the time. But he knew his luck was bound to run out eventually. Or, given his current situation in regards to godparenting, perhaps it already had. Still, he couldn't help but cling to his wand and wish for one more day. Then he'd finally be able to explain it. Then he'd finally be able to take their reactions. Sadly, even those whose job it is to grant wishes don't always get their wishes granted themselves. The lead-up was pretty mundane, all things considered, but in retrospect, perhaps that was to be expected. Perry was sitting on the couch in his parents' apartment, flipping through the TV channels, not really looking for anything in particular, just something, somewhat, engaging. Unfortunately, it seemed as though FBS, the Fairy Broadcasting System, had decided to only air the most uninteresting things possible today. So what if wands were now 37% smaller than they were 2,000 years ago? Perry thought to himself that the last two letters in their acronym might actually be accurate. Behind him, he could hear the quiet clanking of plastic and stainless steel as his mother put dinner together. They were having rump roast again, but it's not like any of them were complaining. The simple sound of it oddly comforting. Perhaps it was because he had been away from home for so long that those little things he'd once taken for granted now felt like things he could ease into, like a warm bed after a long, cold day. Wait, now that he had thought about it, of course that was it. Why was that even a question? And given how he had been easing into it, he took notice when the background noise suddenly stopped, especially because it didn't sound like the kind of stopping that would indicate the task was done. No, this felt abrupt, as the spoon Perry had discerned was being used to stir a sauce of some sort fell limp in the bowl, partially bathed in a clumpy, flavorful embrace. "Perry," his mother said, her tone difficult to gauge. That wasn't a good sign, with Perry's heart rate immediately spiking. Why did she sound like that? Had it finally crossed her mind again? "Yeah, Mom," he replied quietly, cursing himself for letting that stupid stutter slip in. What if he was just panicking for no reason and she got concerned about nothing? He had to keep a cool head, even though he felt anything but cool right now. "There's something that's on my mind that I wanted to ask you about." Uh-oh, that wasn't a good sign either. He tried to calm himself by thinking of all the possible things she could be talking about other than it. But that soon proved to be a fruitless effort as his scrambled, frazzled brain simply could not give him a better explanation. He squeezed his hands in an effort to ground himself. After a second or two, which felt like forever thanks to his anxiety warping his perception of time, he spoke again.
What's that?"
"Well..." His mom came over to where he was on the couch, seeming to stumble a bit over what she was trying to say. "Maybe I should have asked you this a while ago, But why exactly did you change your name? God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. That was all Perry could think as he heard those words leave his mother's mouth, even though he knew full well that fairies didn't have a god. But he couldn't help but desperately pray to it regardless. He couldn't do this. He absolutely could not do this. I mean, don't think for a second that I don't absolutely love your new name. It really does suit you. But I just don't remember you ever saying anything about not liking your name when you were younger. Did something happen? Perry couldn't help but muse to himself at that. Just because he hadn't said anything doesn't mean it hadn't been on his mind. What did you say? Oh, shoot, he'd said that out loud, hadn't he? And what an idiot he was. No wonder this was happening to him. Nothing. I said absolutely nothing. Zilch! Perry lied like it was his first time. He searched desperately for any words that could get him out of this, but the genuine concern and tinge of surprise on his mother's face made it feel all the more futile to even try. Wanda went to sit down next to her son, making sure to look him in the eyes. Perry tried to look away, afraid of what those eyes could do to him, but his mother's gaze was too powerful, and he felt his walls start to crumble. Wanda opened her mouth to say something, but before she could, the sound of footsteps made her turn her head away from Perry, letting his eyes wander towards the source of the sound. "Hi, you two. How's dinner coming along?" His father's high-pitched voice rang out with excitement. "It's on hold right now, hon," Wanda said to her husband. "Perry and I are having an important conversation, and I think you should be a part of it." "Sure thing. But wait." Cosmo poofed himself onto the couch beside Wanda. "When you say important, not that kind of important, the other kind." "Oh, okay." Cosmo's voice quickly sobered up, well, as much as it could, anyway. "But just so you know, Perry, if you put soup in a cup, technically, it becomes a drink." Perry couldn't suppress a small chuckle at that, but even his father's quirky humor couldn't distract him from the thunderstorm churning in his stomach. He instinctively hunched over and hugged his knees towards him, as though that would provide him with some sort of protection. "Perry," Wanda said, causing him to look at her. "Why don't you tell your father what you told me?" Well, considering the fact that he hadn't exactly told her in the most direct sense, that was easier said than done. But Perry knew he couldn't fly away from this conversation any longer, no matter how much he wanted to. So he steeled himself as much as he could, hoping some of that faux confidence he'd worked so hard on while training to become a godparent would come through for him in this moment. "Well, as you know, I decided to change my name to Perry, and I never really told you why. Granted, you didn't seem to care, so part of me thought it didn't matter, but part of me was also worried that you'd bring it up because, well..." Perry's throat felt tighter the longer he talked, and he wondered if he was genuinely allergic to vulnerability. Not actually, but the humorous thought helped him ground himself a bit while he thought of what to say. "Perry," Wanda put her hand on her son's shoulder, "you can trust us with anything, especially something like this that's clearly weighing on you. You understand that, right?"
"Well, yeah, of course I do, but, Perry sighed. "This feels different somehow."
"What do you mean?" Cosmo asked.
"Well,
there really was no going back, was there? The whole thing with my name, it's not
new. In fact, I've been thinking about it since I was a kid. Perry could feel the memories gathering like a condensing cloud, ready to unleash a devastating storm upon his conscious mind. These feelings, they had become as natural as breathing and flying and granting wishes, and yet somehow the pain felt hot and fresh every single time. No matter how much time went by, the throbbing pain in his head never eased, nor did the surging of it through his veins. No matter how much he grew, he still felt exactly as he had all those years ago. He walked through the crowded hallways, not really looking at anyone in particular. He clutched his great works of fairy literature textbook tightly as he walked, hazily recalling how he'd stayed up into the wee hours of the night to finish reading the assigned chapters. His eyelids felt like they had 200-pound weights attached to them as a result of that, but hey, at least his teacher would be impressed that he had actually read through it. Plus, if he was being honest with himself, he probably would have felt just as crummy as he did now if he'd skipped the reading. But it didn't matter. Right now, he just wanted to get to class, sit down, and close his eyes for the few minutes that he could before the teacher started the lesson. He didn't need anyone or anything getting in his way. Poof! Oh no. There it was. He could feel it working its way through his body. That twinge of tightness in his chest, the urge to hunch his shoulders and crumple down like a deflating lawn decoration, but also jerk upright and scream his head off until he lost his voice, shot through him, conflicting his brain, but he fought against it. After all, he was used to it by now. He turned around hesitantly, although he hoped his hesitance wasn't noticeable. Three adolescent fairies stared back at him, their faces riddled with acne, and their hair matted with grease. Unfortunately, he was all too familiar with them. "Hey, guys," he said, forcefully stuffing excitement into the words as he clenched his teeth in what he hoped was a subtle manner. "Hey, Poof." There it was again. He stiffened as the teen continued. "How's it going? We haven't seen you in a while." "Oh, you know," he paused, trying to find a way to respond without fully lying to their faces, but also without making it seem like he needed an intervention of some kind. After all, that would get in the way of studying. "Fine." Welp, that was the exact opposite of what he was going for. Whatever, just roll with it. Yeah, as if that was even possible. He supposed that, at this moment, it would have to be. "Makes sense. You're Poof, after all. Why wouldn't you be fine?" That's why. Those two words sank to the bottom of his gut, pulling him towards the ground while he fought to stand up straight. But it felt less like finding his inner strength, and more like being pulled by marionette strings. "So, what you been up to lately?" one of the other teens said. The fact that he sounded genuinely curious only made his stomach churn more. "You know, just studying." Well, at least that wasn't a lie. "I knew you'd say that. You're always studying. You put the rest of us to shame, Poof." "Yeah, someday you're gonna be some big, important fairy doctor and leave us all in the dust. You'll probably figure out how to reverse magical backup or something."
"I mean, I don't know about all that," he mumbled, the words barely forming.
His skin crawled and sweat started to cake on his forehead. He wanted so badly to walk away, but his feet felt like they were made of stone.
"I can see it now."
He wasn't even sure if they were talking to him anymore.
"Dr. Poof, Fairywinkle Cosma, P
PhD, MD, Turner Award recipient, etc., etc.
Why was the floor not opening up and swallowing him whole? Honestly, that was all he wanted right now.
Guys? He attempted to interrupt, but to no avail. Guys?
Still nothing. He really didn't want to have to do this.
Guys!
The teen's eyes widened a bit at the sudden exclamation.
Oh, sorry, one of them said. We'll let you go now. We know you're probably busy. Goodbye, Poof!
One last shank in his stomach before they left. Perfect. Why couldn't they just be mean? It would be so much easier for him if they just hated him for no reason, instead of blindly worshipping him for... Well, technically there was a reason, but it wasn't exactly the best reason. He thought about how much easier things would be if he were allowed to just pass by freely, without all eyes banging on him, something he thought about many times. He reminded himself how to walk and continued on his way to class, which he would now possibly be late for. Honestly, he was glad he worked up the nerve to shut up those guys when he did. Otherwise, they'd probably still be talking about the things that were never going to happen. But that wasn't because the actions themselves were completely impossible. In fact, they were quite likely to occur. It was because the actions were attributed to someone who didn't exist. Well, maybe they did exist, but not in the way any other fairy existed. He shuddered. Poof. The name felt like bile gathering in his mouth when he said it, or even thought about it. It was a rolling, cylindrical wave of nausea that flowed through him, and perhaps, worst of all, it was a persistent, annoying mosquito buzzing around and pecking at him, constantly making its presence known. The name seemed to frame him, hovering around him, overshadowing everything he did. He could not exist outside of it. It was all that he was. He loathed it, but he had the sneaking suspicion that he couldn't be anything without it. So he supposed. He had no choice but to let it eat away at him. He finally found his way to his classroom, convinced that all eyes were on him as he went through the door frame. He swiftly walked over to his desk and sat down with a soft thud. He firmly gripped the edge of the desk in an attempt to stop himself from shaking, doing his best to take deep but quiet breaths. He did not want to be here. He did not want to be anywhere. He wanted to disappear, just poof away to somewhere else. Somewhere where he was free from this gilded little cage he had found himself in. Somewhere where there was no label hanging off of him. Somewhere where he could just exist. But he knew that somewhere was non-existent, so he had to stay here. He did not have a choice. He would never have a choice. The room was still, the air unmoving and slightly chilly. Perry sat there, shoulders tense, spine hunched over into a C position, hands shaking slightly, tears streaming down his face. He tried to keep talking, but all the words he could muster had left him, so all that came out were strangled cries from the back of his throat, unsteady and soaked with tears. He felt as though he had just been knocked over by a huge wave and was now lying on the sand, breathing sporadically with water filling his lungs. Sweetie. At the softly spoken pet name, he dared to look back up, seeing the glossy eyes of his parents staring back at him. He felt more tears start to well up as well. Perry. Hearing his mother speak his name, his name, felt like being enveloped in a cloud of steam, making his nerves dissipate.
Perry, honey, why did you never tell us about this?
I...
Perry felt his throat start to close up again.
I felt like I couldn't. I had this huge reputation, and I thought that this might ruin it.
Perry sniffled.
I didn't want to go up against who you and everyone else wanted me to be.
Before Perry could say another word, he found himself entangled in a classic Cosma Fairy hug, feeling the warmth of his parents surrounding him as they squeezed him tightly.
Perry,
Wanda whispered into his ear, why would you ever think you weren't exactly who we wanted you to be?
You're the best son anyone could ask for, Cosmo said into his other ear.
Wanda hugged him a bit closer.
Never let anyone make you feel as though you don't deserve kindness and love. All you have to be is yourself. Don't worry about those who say otherwise. They don't deserve to know someone as wonderful as you. Do you understand?
Perry couldn't say anything. All he could do was sit there, leaning into the hug, letting the tears flow again. Only this time, with a small smile on his face. His mom didn't seem to mind, only running her hand along his back, causing him to exhale shakily. After a few lovely moments, Cosmo and Wanda let go. Perry sat up a little straighter, wiping the tears off his face with his sleeve.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad, he said, his voice still a bit scratchy.
Of course. His father's big, dopey grin was back. Never forget that we love you, son.
And we always will, no matter what.
Wanda put a hand on her son's shoulder.
We love you too much to let something like a name get in the way of it.
Especially a name as cool as Perry. Cosmo's eyes sparkled.
I love you guys, too, Perry said meekly, feeling his cheeks warm up a bit.
Wanda smiled at him and gave him a peck on the cheek, causing him to blush a bit more.
Now,
she got up from the couch and started hovering back over to the kitchen.
Would you mind helping me with dinner?
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty famished right now.
Sure, Mom.
Perry quickly joined his mother, running his fingers through his now frizzy hair. This proved futile, however, as his mother proceeded to rub her fingers through his hair affectionately. Perry could only laugh as he got to work chopping carrots and celery, listening to his father go on about his day. He put his head on his mother's shoulder, and she leaned into him, kissing the top of his head. He had dreaded this moment, this after, for longer than he could remember. And yet, now that he was in the midst of it, it wasn't nearly as bad as he had imagined. There had been tears, sure, but not icy, hopeless tears. There were no fangs, no fury. There had only been warmth, and smiles, and comfort, and love. And now, here they all were, like they had always been. Perry sighed. Nothing had changed at all. Nothing was going to change. And honestly, that was all he could have asked for. The end. Thank you for listening.